So you can take a posture that's comfortable and upright. You can allow the breath to flow in and out naturally and easily. And as we begin, just have the intention, have the recognition that this power that's causing the breath to flow in and flow out is that same power that we're invoking through these mantras, the power of goddess, the power of Shakti, the power of Spanda. Om Aim Rim Klim Chamundaye Viche Swaha. 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 One more time. Om Aim Rim Klim Chamundaye Viche Swaha. We offer our practice, asking that it be of benefit to all beings. And with a deep recognition of that Shakti which is breathing us, which is flowing through our bodies as the breath, and which is exhaling, inhaling and exhaling, as though our bodies are simply vessels, receivers for this life force energy that is living us. And we'll chant the first verse of the Spandakarikas. We'll chant this three times with the intention to once again invoke that source power, which is both the energy of life and the underlying witnessing awareness, whose stillness is the ever-present source within which the power of life arises and subsides.
Yasyon mesha nimesha pyam jagata pralayodayo tam shakti chakra vibhava parabhavam shankaram stumaha.
We praise that Shankara who is the source of the power of the wheel of energies, the Shakti Chakras, by whose expansion and contraction, Unmesha and Nimesha, this universe is absorbed and comes into being.
Yasyon Mesha Nimesha Pyam Jagata Pralayodayo Tam Shakti Chakra Vibhava Parabhavam Shankaram Stumaha. Yasyon Mesha Nimesha Bhyam Jagata Pralayodayau Tam Shakti Chakra Vibhava Parabhavam Shankaram Stumaha.
And as you allow your awareness to center on the recognition that your body is being breathed, even as your lungs perform this action of pumping air, that action is not being performed by you as an individual. It is the natural activity of this power of creation, dissolution, maintenance, concealment, and grace, which is living our lives. The power that is variously called divine will, knowledge, and action, that's called Shiva Shakti, that's called Devi or Goddess, and that we are addressing in this gathering as Spanda Shakti, the innate power of vibration that exists on the subtlest level and also expresses itself as the tides, as the heartbeat, as the flow of nature, as the experience of coming into birth, being sustained for a while, and then dissolving, that we live through on every level of awareness, from our physical existence to the birth and death of cultures, of star systems, of individual lives, of trees, of flowers, of ideas. And to recognize also that this innate power of consciousness, this Spanda Shakti, is also the power behind the evolution of our awareness, our consciousness. A power that we often think we understand, but which is always part of the infinite mystery of the divine Leela, the play, that is the cause of this universe. So with awareness on the breath, an awareness of the sacred quality of the breath, see if you can begin to become aware of this body that you have lived in for however many years, this body with which you generally identify your life, that this body is actually composed of shimmering particles of Spanda Shakti. So this body, this physical body that ordinarily seems to be made of cells and molecules of flesh and bone and blood, this body that might be full of pleasure or displeasure at this moment, this body is actually made of shimmering particles of light, of awareness. These particles dancing through every cell of your physical body, appearing as thoughts, appearing as feelings, appearing as the sounds that you hear. Let the breath breathe you, allowing the breath to flow in through the front of this body whose essence is light. Allowing it to flow through every side of this light body, as though the body itself is a complete open field of light through which the wind of breath can flow. Just allow yourself to rest in this experience of being breathed as a body of light.